Sorry for that next song, but that was How Soon Is Now by the Smiths. Pretty long song, but you know, I feel like you could enjoy every second of it.
I agree.
You know, 7 minutes long. That's long for a song. That rhymes.
Yo.
7 minutes for a song, but it didn't feel like 7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. No, it did not.
It's a pretty good song.
Yeah. Enjoyable song.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I mean. I feel like you could listen to that song for 7 minutes and forget that it's 7 minutes.
I felt like it was almost two different songs where the beginning, just the mixing of it, where the beginning, how it blended into the ending of the song, it felt like just like a clear passage into each other. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that was another reason. It wasn't repetitive like other songs we've played so far. But yeah. Also just like the uniqueness of the singer's voice and... I like the part where they go
I was actually about to say that. Like it's repetitive because like you hear that throughout like the whole song, but at the same time it's like you're not really paying attention to it, so it doesn't make it sound repetitive.
Yeah, like you don't notice it.
Yeah. Like that's probably like one of the most most out there guitar parts in the song, right? But I just feel like because it blends in so well with like everything else that's going on, you know, it doesn't make it sound boring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You'd think that hearing that for 7 minutes would be like, what am I listening to, you know?
Mm.
Like 7 minutes of just this? But no. But yeah, that was the Smiths. Next song is Starry Game by the At Symbol.
Ancient eyes. Now
Star Game by at
Symbol.
Symbol.
That was a very abrupt ending.
Yeah, that was caught me off guard.
Caught me really off guard.
Almost thought we pressed the wrong button on accident.
I think either me or Mario had something to say. Reminded them of.
It reminded me of Faye Webster a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with her works. And, you know, just calm vocals, layered vocals, a lot of harmonies on there. Sounded really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, something that Faye Webster does a lot. And I feel like a lot of artists now, recently, are starting to do that too, you know? Sort of having that bedroom pop, I guess. I think that's what the genre is called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that song. Also, just speaking of Faye Webster, I liked her new song with Lil Yachty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know they had a new
song. Well, it was called Lego Brick.
I guess I should have heard
Lego something.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'll have to listen to that.
Yachty. Okay, what?
Speaking of Lil Yachty, I know not a Vancouver artist, but I just want to go on a little bit. His 2023 was very good for him. Even if you don't listen to rap too much, you're still like, you still saw his name pop up.
He's on the radar. Mm-hmm.
He was just fashion really, icon. He came back really hard.
Mm-hmm. What was that? I forgot the album name, but it was like pretty, like,
oh, his jazz album. Yeah, did, right?
That was. Let's start here.
Oh,
let's
start here.
I felt I had a lot of Childish Gambino influence.
Definitely.
To me, it reminded me a lot of Tame Impala. But yeah, I like seeing that sort of more experimental side of
artists.
People,
yeah, know, artists.
Definitely. Yeah, because especially compared to the old stuff he was making.
Yeah, like it's a lot different once you compare them, the both of them.
You can really see him develop. Like, I remember when I was younger, I'd, like, just think of him as, like, just an up-and-coming, like, Jason makes music for white people. And he said that himself, too. That's why he has such an influence on marketing. He got that Sprite deal. He's still such a big and marketable.
I forgot about that Sprite deal.
Yeah.
He was in the LeBron commercial.
He's still a very marketable artist, but I feel like he's finally developed his own brand identity and, like, actual, like, personal touch.
Definitely.
I like seeing that about artists where they sort of have like a genre that they're focused on, like rap or something like that, and then later on in their career they sort of switch it to something else, you know, a little bit more experimental. The next song is called We Can Make It by Money Sign Irebriel.
Thank you.
That song also had a pretty abrupt ending at the end, but that was We Can Make It by, found out the pronunciation, Cerebral, with a money sign at the beginning, though. to me, it sounded like what's it called? You know, like, those YouTubers that will put, like, like music over a montage of them, like, going around, like, the city or something like that? Mm, like, Casey Neistat? Like, that's something that it reminded me of. but, yeah, besides that, it was really, like...
Also, I enjoyed the sample. Right now in our music class, we're learning a little bit. Well, not learning. We just have an assignment on sampling a couple tunes. And I just like the usage of how they sampled their music, even though it was a little bit repetitive in the sense where it's montage-y. Mm-hmm. It was still, like, upbeating. Like, you can really picture the vibrance of the vocals and the music coming together.
Yeah. It was really well composed, I guess, put together. But, I mean... It's not something that I would listen to, like, if I'm just, like, chilling at home, but, you know, I could definitely see people doing that, right?
I could see the appeal.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was looking for. Right before the next song, just a quick PSA.
At Inspire, we know a lot about Indigenous success. It's what we build together each and every day. We're one of Canada's leading nonprofits. Not only do we help erase the financial burden of post-secondary education costs for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit students across Turtle Island, we also provide access to future career and education prospects for Indigenous students through our Rivers to Success mentorship program. It's free to join. Register today for monthly events happening across Turtle Island. You'll get the latest information about your future post-secondary and career options. Register online now at riverstosuccess.ca. Again, that's riverstosuccess.ca. Register today. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
That was a PSA. The next song is called Heart Full of Love by Aaron Fraser. Heart Full of Love by Aaron Fraser. Noticed a lot of, what's it called? Really
soulful vibes.
Yeah. So yeah, Soul Full of Vibes. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, not much to say about that song for me at least, but I definitely do think that some people would enjoy that song a lot more than me, I guess.
Definitely, yeah. I enjoy music like that a lot.
Yeah.
And even just now, I told the guys when the mics were off that I'm gonna try to sample this later, because like, there's just the one part in near the end. It was like, ooh.
I enjoy that too.
And that could go. I don't know. I feel like I could do something with that, but I enjoy that song.
Mm-hmm. Ready to put that song to work, Mario?
Wow. I didn't know we were allowed to say, you know, innuendos on this, but...
Say what?
I said Nintendo, like Switch.
Okay.
Shout out Nintendo. Not sponsored.
Yahoo!
Sorry, Mir, what was that?
Please don't ever do that again.
No, Mir, do it again.
One more time.
Yeah. Yahoo! Right, to the next song. Wow. The next song is To Live and Thrive in LA.
Wait, Mir, you just called me Donkey
featuring
Kong?
Featuring Britt J by Abstract Rude.
Kept it blacker than Atlanta, the gold standard, the red, black, green with the bandana, and every dread coil's the antenna, a soul scanner. From the palm trees, canopy, and it's ran by OGs, head of the family, providing all the groceries and dinner, no land renter, wanting to own, but they redline the stunt growth, deny you alone to buy home. The bygones, the old times conquered, we saw a wall and we just climbed that monster, and if I'd have known, it wouldn't have took longer. Lace with triclones, now that's the good ganja. Paper moon, rock, and scissors, I'll show you how to play, no one loses. If I can twist it, we all can hit it nicely. Time drifting on the nightly, now vibe as you sit beside me. To live and ride in LA, I don't vibe on no hate, I stay brave. Lose your whole day driving and have fake friends who won't stay beside them. Try to move to escape the murder and the violence. Though I moved to Silver Lake and still heard sirens. Journal entry on my third diary. Cheated life a third time, heard the choir sing. Liquor store by the church, what an irony. Same corner of the church, a chicken wanted to hire me. No fast food gig, that ain't what Ab Root did. I let my pen set the mood and got imaginative. Felt my body in the Mojave breathe, lung expansion. Got my wind up for every time I went up Runyon Canyon. We Earl, and a new cruelty, how they just abandoned Shamu. See world, nigga who killed Nip wasn't even damn move. You ain't gotta follow them, go a different way, brand new. On a hilltop, Grand View. Now the Rams are champs, completing the circle of thrones. Ride with us from the crypto to McCovey Cove. Planes are flown by so far in the dub double O. Hardwood in the form and it just don't stop. We the kings of the galaxy and LA sparks a city of champions. Your quarterback's a game managing. We make fat deals, they call it back channeling. If he ain't serious about his craft, can't win with him. Can't do it, a lack of plan ended him. We don't just have one major team, we need two. Raider Nation stay thick no matter where the team moves. So guess we got three. Though you on the limb if you a Clippers fan. Even the Angels won a ring, think the Clippers can? Not what you did when you were at where you was at, fam. Just put a ring on our hands.
Like LA, as long as I've been in a tough city like.
That was To Live and Thrive in L.A. featuring Britt J. by Abstract Rude. What do you guys have to say about that song?
It was a cool song.
I liked it.
We had cool melodies on the hook, the chorus. I wasn't a fan of the second verse.
Mm.
It wasn't really my thing, but it was a cool song. Nothing I haven't really heard before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I agree.
It's an old hip-hop vibe.
Yeah, but I feel like, I feel like they did it pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't, you know, just take it and ruin it, you know?
I think,
yeah. They blended everything well, you know? It all went smooth and stuff. To me, it sounded a little bit, like, funky in a way, you know? Like, it was
funky?
A little bit upbeat.
Funky.
Yeah, funky. Like, not like funky as in, like...
Bad, but like...
Yeah, funky like the Little Huss.
Yeah. like the genre.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Lil Huzz is an up-and-coming artist.
Yeah, Lil Huzz. The next song is Blackbird, Blackheart.
Do you like the Lil Huzz, by the way?
Anyway, what's the next song?
Blackbird, Blackheart by Ace of Wands.
Thank you.
That was Blackbird, Black Heart by Ace of Wands. I said Ace of Winds. I'm not going to lie. I know I've been hating a little bit today, but I didn't really like her vocals.
I agree.
It's not really like hating. You're just speaking your mind.
Yeah, I guess.
The music was good, but the vocals were just not it for me.
She wasn't a bad singer. I just feel like she'd thrive in a different type of music. In a different type of
audience.
Genre.
Yeah. I mean, I like the instruments and like the way that everything, you know, went together, but I don't know. To me, it didn't appeal too much, the voice. But then again, that is just my opinion. You know, it doesn't mean that nobody else can like it. But, you know, it just wasn't my cup of tea, I guess.
Cup of tea.
It wasn't jazzy.
We're running out of time, but this next song is pretty short. So this one's called Les Depart by Adi Oasis. This has been The Lamb. That was the last song. I am Adriel. Mir, Luca, and Mario. Thank you for listening.